You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven. An iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. I still don't really know our format. Jared, do you? Is this a Wednesday's episode?
Listen, I'm plugging in my mic right now. I'm printing papers for the shop. There's a lot going on, okay? I didn't know we were starting this soon. I thought you were going to give me a minute. No. So the format is that we're doing two... I don't even know if you can hear me, but the format...
Welcome to a bonus Help I Suck at Dating episode where we get to interview your favorite guests. Let's say that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. So, yeah, like, I don't even know what we're doing two episodes a week. And listen... If you guys didn't know this already, Dean and I don't make any decisions around here. You know, iHeart says, hey, listen, jump. And we say, okay, cool. That's what happens. We don't even ask how high, because we're like, we'll just do our best and then figure out the rest later.
Yeah.
But the good news is, the best news is that Abigail is back. That's the most important thing. Abigail is back co-hosting, because let's all be real. She's the only one who really does a good job on this thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Having me back,
and I just blurt stuff, you know. It's all we do. I guess that's what a podcast is. Is when you think about the bare bones of a podcast, is you just talk and talk. So we do a good job at that.
Just keep talking. Just keep going.
Yeah, but we do have a really special guest that's coming up as well. For any fans of Joe Millionaire out there, hold on, let me bring up my rundown. Very professional of me right now. I know it's Steve, but I want to get his last name correct. So Steve McBee. What a name. So we had Kurt on here from Joe Millionaire a few weeks ago. Kurt is the guy who's not a millionaire. And now we have Steve, who is the actual millionaire from Joe Millionaire. And the episode, spoiler alert, the finale aired last night. He leaves with Calla. I'm saying that correctly, right? It's Calla.
I think so. I think it's close enough.
Yeah, it's not Kayla, it's Calla.
Calla.
Anna, can you confirm?
I'm confirming, and it's Steven.
What do I say, Steve? Mm-hmm. Oh, Steven.
Listen, Jared, you don't become a multimillionaire by letting people call you Steve, okay? It's Steven, get it right.
Yeah, you do. Have you ever heard of Steve Jobs?
Steven Jobs, you mean? Yeah, I have heard of him. He revolutionized the world.
So we have Steven McBee. I'm going to ask him if he likes Steven or Steve better.
I would love that. I would love to do that. I would love you.
And we have Calla, who, of course, he gave, once again, spoiler alert, a promise ring to last night. They left together after he disclosed that he is the millionaire. He is the millionaire, and also told her that he owns a helicopter and flies it himself. So this guy's getting cooler by the day. I'm sure Calla's very excited about that. So we're going to talk to them in just a few minutes.
There you go. So if you're a Joe Millionaire fan, stick around.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Like we talked about right before the break, we have some very special guests. If you guys are fans of Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer, which I know you are because pretty much it's captivated the entire country and world, really, I think. Is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is, we have two very special guests. We have Stephen McBee and we have Calla Jackson. Calla, Stephen, how are you guys? Congratulations. You're finally publicly known to be in a relationship.
Thank you so much. It's been a long time coming. You know, it was a stressful few months having to stay in the house, and we definitely snuck more trips than we should have, but we made it.
What? So when you say snuck trips, what does that mean? Like, where are you guys going? Like, what are you doing?
I promise you, under the radar trips. So whenever you're on a dating show, you know, obviously most people know you can't be seen in public, and you're not supposed to be seeing each other unless there's a producer there. And, you know, the network has set up the, you know, the visit. So it's all kept under the rug. Well, we snuck a few more than we should have. Like, I think we've seen each other 3 out of 4 weekends since the show ended.
You're not going to get in trouble for saying that, are you?
No, it's all over. We made it through.
Yeah, we made it. We made it to the end. We're good.
There were some times where I was sweating a little bit.
What do you guys do? Do you go to like a safe house? Do you go to like a different country? What do you do?
The reason why it worked is that I live in the middle of nowhere and my nearest house is 5 miles from my nearest neighbor. So she would just come up and there was not a soul in sight.
Nice. Well, hey, whatever works, I guess.
Did Calla, has he picked you up in his helicopter yet?
We have taken a few helicopter rides.
Are you terrified?
It's fun. It's scary, but it's fun.
I just remember that. Thing. Oh my God, that sounds terrifying. Good for you. So is Steven a good pilot?
He actually is. He takes like a good hour to prep and like walk around, and he has like a little checklist before we go up in the air. So it made me feel very safe for sure.
Nice. I don't want to brag or anything, but I've got 15 hours into my student pilot's license. So, Steven, if you ever want to go flying together, man.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I do want to get my road prepped at some point, too. But yeah. Hey, I can fly a drone. I can fly a helicopter. No, I know it's not that easy. But hey, Steven, I got a question for you that Jared and I are dying to know the answer to. Uh-huh. Do you ever go by Steve?
No. So my mom grew up like anytime anyone would call me Steve, she made it a point of emphasis to say, hey, his name is Steven. And that's because my dad goes by Steve. So that's the distinction there.
Right. Separated by one letter. The N is all the difference you need.
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about how you're coming to the podcast, I was like, Steve McBee, what a cool name. And then our producer was like, it's Stephen. And I'm like, I know it's Stephen.
Yeah, tell your producer, thank you. Stephen. My mom would be upset. Yeah.
We don't want to upset Mrs. McBee.
No.
Guys, so now that you're finally able to be public with your relationship, have you seen it change at all? Or is it more or less the same?
Well, we have not actually been out in public yet. We went to Texas Roadhouse last night for a little celebratory dinner.
Great buns.
But we drove down to Dallas because we're celebrating this weekend. So we're actually meeting up with Kurt and then her friend Whitney from the show. And we're having like this big celebration. So it's going to be a good time this weekend. It'll be interesting to see how things go tonight.
Dallas, what bar are we going to?
Citizens tonight on the Citizen. Dallas side.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll catch the next flight out of Las Vegas. I'll meet you guys down there.
Yes.
It'll be a good time.
Nice. Abigail. So Abigail hasn't been fully caught up on this season. So can you guys fill us in on the last episode between you two, Kurt, and the rest of them?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Abigail.
I know.
All right. So basically, I'm left with Annie and Calla. Kurt's left with Amanda and Carolyn. And, Annie is such an incredible woman, no doubt about it. But my connection with Calla, was just so much better. She fit in with my family and really just loves the farm life and everything about it and has some experience in it. And, my connection was so much stronger, even though you do not see that on the screen. The producers purposely cut that away to mislead the viewers. And if you ask Calla and myself, it was a little over the top.
A little extreme.
Yep. So it was, we've done several interviews this week and they're all just absolutely flabbergasted at the fact that I picked Calla. And I'm like, you didn't see anything sentimental, any of the intimate moments between us.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that was production's point, was to do the shock factor at the end. And I think They definitely got
the shock factor. Yeah.
So are you guys not upset, but do you wish they had portrayed it a little differently?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because we had a pretty solid connection since the beginning, but none of it was shown. Like all of our sentimental moments were cut out. Most of our conversations as well.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it was really rough for her, especially, she's telling her family and friends to watch the show and they're watching it and they're like, Calla, you aren't even on here. Like, what's going on? And then, I had yesterday on Twitter, right before the show, someone was like, I'm going to buy Steven's. I have a jerky and meat stick line. And someone's like, I'm going to buy Steven's meat sticks unless he picks Calla, and then I'm not going to. And then like right after the finale, they're like, I'm never buying his meat sticks.
Oh my God.
Like, seriously?
There was an uproar. Yeah. We were preparing for it though.
Well, to offset that, I'll buy twice as many of your meat sticks to drive the sales up a little bit. Calla, so you see yourself living, fitting into his lifestyle pretty well, you're saying then, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm from Dallas and my stepdad owns a cattle ranch. I grew up with horses, working stables early morning. So I'm kind of used to it. I have a little bit of experience and, it really hasn't been too bad. We actually have a house closing in 3 weeks in Kansas City. So we'll be closer to the city and, bars and restaurants.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Steven, was
how
that
long?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just gonna say, how long ago was filming?
So filming ended October 18th.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
It was a while back. I mean, five-ish months.
Has it been a pretty smooth sailing for you guys all 5 months?
I mean, it's been smooth sailing for the most part. I mean, the episodes were a little rough, just because of we knew what we had during filming and it just wasn't shown. So there were some ups and downs there,
but for being long distance and having to keep it under wraps for 6 months, I would say it's pretty solid.
That's the curse of reality TV. I think all of us can attest. You think or you do something like hilarious, or you're like scared they're gonna show something and then the episode comes and like none of it gets aired and you're like, okay,
absolutely.
Like, what's going on with this? I don't know. It's an interesting situation. Yeah. Steven, so it's great that she fits into your lifestyle. Is that something that you like wanted to make sure you were looking for when it came to who you chose?
Yeah. I had to. I mean, right now I live in that little bitty small town and I knew that if, whenever I found the girl I wanted to settle down with, that wasn't going to work. But even living in Kansas City, like whenever we get our new house, the farm is always going to be a big part of my life, even if I'm not living there full time. And so she's got to be someone, that can fit in on the farm, can fit in around my family. And Calla checks all those boxes for sure.
Nice. I love that. What's your relationship with Kurt like now? I know you said you're meeting him to party, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, it's stronger than ever. I mean, it's It's only built since the show ended. I mean, there was one weekend where my dad flew out to Charlotte and he ended up hanging out with Kurt and I wasn't even there. So, you know, Kurt's basically just another family member at this point.
Seriously.
You guys did seem like brothers on the show. Like, it seems like you guys grew a bond pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we hit it off from day one. I was actually nervous about it. You know, whenever I found out mm-hmm. there was another guy, I was like, oh man, is this just going to be a jealous competition the entire time?
Right.
And within 2 minutes of meeting him, you know, he was just a bro to me and really
such a down to earth,
such a down to earth guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I got a question then. How did you, cause we talked to Kurt on this podcast maybe like a month ago. And we kind of got his origin story as to how he got picked for the show. How did you get selected for the show or how did that all come about?
Yeah. So January of 2021, they messaged me on Instagram, Cornwall Casting, a casting company hired by Fox did. And honestly, I thought it was a joke, responded to it, just, you know, lighthearted response. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, let's just set up a quick Zoom, and ended up working from casting company to 495 Productions to Fox, the network. And actually found out I was the first guy they interviewed and Kurt was literally the last one.
Yeah.
So it's interesting the two perspectives we got. You know, obviously I had to send over a bunch. I mean, I went through like 3 months of audits on all my financial information to make sure that I was truly qualified as a millionaire. I guess they've had some issues, you know, with some people falsifying information.
Oh, for sure.
I was getting like, I was like telling them at the end of it, I was so frustrated. I was like, look, I'm giving you guys more information than I give my tax auditors. Like, yeah. This is insane. And then, you know, ended up getting selected.
And it's all sensitive information too, like your social security plastered all over.
Like, I'm like, I don't know you guys from Adam. Like, this is really starting to weird me out. My bank accounts are going to be wiped out.
Yeah. Well, hey, props to you for going through with it. Obviously it worked out. Kyla, what about you? How did you end up on the show?
Yeah, same thing. Cornwall Casting reached out to me via Instagram and we went through about 6 months of interviews. And yeah, it was from like March up until September. And they told me probably 2 weeks beforehand that I was selected.
Nice. Isn't that so funny to think about? Like just some random casting agency reached out to both of you separately and now here you are together.
Yeah, it's so wild. I made a post on Instagram. I was like, I don't know how or why the stars aligned. It's weird how, you know, twists and turns of life goes, but it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I want to talk about the finale a little bit because obviously the crux of the show is that you don't know who the millionaire is and who, like, quote unquote, the average Joe is, even though I think Kurt does pretty well for himself.
Yes,
but the point is, you know, Kyla, what were your emotions going into that night? Do you think anything really would have changed if Steven wasn't the millionaire?
Oh, not at all. I had gotten to know Steven for who he was as a person, and I think this process really helped with that. And so I knew how genuine he was and how good hearted he was. And that's really all I care about.
Steven, were you like, not insecure about it, but especially going into this entire process, were you nervous that, that people might be trying to get with you for quote unquote the wrong reasons?
Yeah. I mean, you know, going into it, I thought honestly that they were going to try and find a bunch of legitimate gold diggers. And so that's what it was going to be. But once I got there, especially once we got to like the top 10 or 12 women, it was a really, really good group of women. And, you know, it's like, from one perspective, you're like, you know, it probably would have made the show better if they actually had true gold diggers there. But we had a really good group of women to where I don't think, you know, it was almost like production forced them to talk about the money aspect. Otherwise, they'd have never even talked about it.
Mm-hmm. It definitely prompted more than you would think.
Mm-hmm. So, Callie, even from your perspective, like when it was just the girls hanging out talking, you didn't really see much of that?
Them talking about the money aspect of it? I mean, there were a few girls who weren't, you know, prompted, who were trying to figure it out for sure, especially early on. Mm-hmm. But I think as it dwindled down, those were the more genuine girls who are actually there looking for like a real relationship out of it.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think the bigger aspect or the bigger, you know, twist of this was the two guys rather than one being a millionaire, one not. Right. Just the fact that there's two guys, I think, was the more interesting.
Yeah. We had no idea what the show was called until I think like day three of filming. So we didn't know the concept of it, what it was called, or that there were two men either. So.
How was that first day, like jitters wise?
Oh, I know whenever Kurt and I walked out on the back patio to introduce ourselves to the women, we were sitting in the butler's quarters, like choreographing our movements for like 3 hours. And we ended up having like three large glasses of scotch. The producers came in there and took the scotch out of the room. They're like, you guys are done. Nice. And so it was, you know, we were pretty nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Nice. Yeah, that's fun. It's funny how that always is. I've been on four reality dating shows, and every single time the first day, I'm always like, this is terrifying.
Yeah. You know, the first day.
Never gets easier.
The first day, you're just like, I've made a giant mistake.
Yes. Honestly. And it was such a long day, night of filming. I think we started at 3 p.m. and we didn't end until 10 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah.
So once filming wrapped the first day, I was like, do I even want to do this still? Like, is this going to be an everyday thing?
Yeah.
And sure enough, it basically was for about a month. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I want to ask too, because Steven, in the finale, you give Calla a promise ring.
Yeah.
Tell me what the significance of a promise ring is.
Well, you know, the producers were really pushing Kurt and I to do a proposal, and we're just not people that are going to do that, you know, be forced into a proposal. You know, we're like, look, we barely, you know, really know these girls. I've been on two solo dates with Calla. Other than that, it was just group dates. And yeah, I know we have a good connection, but I don't know anything about her other than that. And so I was like,
I felt the exact same way.
Yeah. She'd have ran off. I pulled out and got on one knee, she'd have ran out of that house so fast. And so I was like, look, what I'll do is a promise ring. And the significance of this promise ring is that, you know, I promise to you that my feelings are true. My connection with you is true. And that once we leave these walls, this bubble of filming, that we're actually going to give this a real shot, a legitimate shot. And this isn't just for some ploy, just to, you know, just for the cameras.
I think that's so much more realistic too. I mean, we had known each other for 7 weeks at that point.
Yeah.
So, and
did you guys talk about it beforehand that you guys weren't going to get engaged, or were you thinking maybe?
I was actually really nervous because I knew Calla. You know, Calla is someone that takes it really slow. You can see that throughout the episodes, even that she's really slow to open herself up, really slow to catch those feelings and really fall for anyone, which I like. And I find myself a lot of the same way. So walking down there, like Kurt and I were like, we got to talk to these women and let them know, like, hey, we're not just, you know, we pull these rings out, they're going to freak out. And so I was freaking out because we didn't have the chance to talk to them. So you don't see it make the cut in the finale, but like, as soon as I'm reaching into my jacket, before I even do anything, I'm like, just so you know, this is not a proposal. And then I pull the ring out, but yeah, she'd have taken off if I'd have pulled it out and got to the knee.
Nice.
My exact reaction was, oh my God, thank you. Like I can't.
I'm not going to lie. That would have made for great television though.
I know. I should have kept it in there.
So amazing. And Steven, I think, you know, hopefully one day when you do propose, you reach into your jacket and you're like, just so you know, this is a proposal.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for the record too, I'm doing the promise ring right now. I still wear a promise ring with my girlfriend. It's great. Yeah, you know, more people should do promise rings. I feel like promise rings are incredibly underrated.
Yes.
Yeah, but Dean, as he just showed, he wears like 7 rings.
I was gonna say you had one on each.
One of them is a promise ring.
I'm building out the collection. It's hard to find quality rings these days, you know? So I just want to stumble across them as they come in my life. So Steven and Calla, I suppose, we've got the promise ring. There had to be some conversation now that you guys know each other more 6 months into the relationship. Is there going to be a level up from the promise ring anytime soon, do you think?
You know, Calla just moved up last weekend. So we wanted to cross that hurdle of going from long distance to seeing if we're compatible when we live together. And so, you know, we have the house that's closing here at the end of March, and we're both people again that take it slow. So we're just taking things day by day, making sure we can live together and not want to kill each other. And, you know, once we see that we can do that, I mean, you know, we don't want to put a specific timeline on anything, but we're just going to play it by ear.
Yeah, there's no need to put pressure on it right now. Just take things at our own pace. And
yeah, we're enjoying each day as it's come so far. And
you guys are being way, way too rational about this.
I know.
I want to hear something crazy. Like, you guys got married actually already.
If Kurt would have had his choice on night one of filming, he would have proposed to Carolyn. No doubt about it. They'd have ran off together. Like, the producers were telling Kurt, hey, you've got, like, there's 19 other women here at the time. You've got to open yourself up. And he's like, no, he's like, I'm leaving with Carolyn right now.
He's the exact opposite of us.
What's that?
He didn't pick Carolyn, did he?
No.
It's a good thing he didn't run off with her on the first night.
I know. Yeah, isn't it crazy? And by night one, he was like, yeah, he's like, Carolyn's it. That's my girl.
And you could tell, even in group settings, they definitely gravitated towards each other each time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, before we let you guys go, I got one question. I guess it's maybe less of a question and more of a request. You're moving to Kansas City, you said, here pretty soon. Can you guys just promise me you're not going to be Kansas City Chiefs fans?
Oh, I promise you on everything. Cowboys all the way.
Okay. Steven shaking his head.
I'm going to get her in a Patrick Mahomes jersey here pretty quick.
No.
Are you already a Chiefs fan?
Oh, I'm a huge Chiefs fan.
They are diehard Chiefs fans. Well,
I'm a Broncos fan. We got Russell Wilson, so you guys might be in trouble.
It's going to be stacked now.
The AFC West is looking good. Jared, I haven't even had a chance to talk to you about Russell Wilson yet.
Well, here's the thing. So I'm a diehard Patriots fan, also a diehard Tom Brady fan, because I'll always support that man. Point being, I think what the Raiders need to do, very 2 seconds on sports, Josh McDaniels needs to do whatever he needs to do in order to try to get Tom Brady out of Tampa, out of retirement, into a Raiders uniform. Because long story short, McDaniels and the Raiders are going to finish in last place 2 years, and then he's going to get fired. So he needs to do whatever. You have Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert all in one division. Get Tom Brady to the Raiders.
He's got to do something big. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, hey, it's going to be fun. The AFC West is, like, loading up. Now Khalil Mack's on the Chargers. It should be a lot of fun.
But
anyway, we are dating, and then I'm sure we just lost a lot of followers right now. But I do want to ask one more question. Now that you guys are out in public, you don't have to hide your relationship anymore. What is the thing that you're most looking forward to doing together?
That's a good question.
What we're going to be doing this weekend, just going out with friends, going out to dinner, going out to bars, and just being a normal couple. It has been so hard staying cooped up because we're both social people and we have a lot of friends. It's been hard keeping this a secret for 5-6 months.
Yeah. Nice. It's definitely the best to see your significant other in that light too. Like being able to take them out and like hang out with their friends and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You definitely learn a lot over the first six months, but I feel like you guys are going to learn a lot more about each other over the next 3 months, probably. Right. Absolutely. Especially now that you guys are like in the media doing all these interviews and everything. Like, it's such an exciting time for you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
I definitely say definitely enjoy it. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I remember Noah and I, like when we were able to go out in public, just the first few months were just so fun. So definitely enjoy it.
Yeah.
Thank
you guys so much for joining us. We're so happy for the both of you. We can't wait to see you guys at the Chiefs game when they're getting their butts kicked by the Broncos this next season. We hope you guys have the best time together, and we're excited to see what you guys do next. So thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us. We enjoyed it.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jared.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Abigail, thank you so much once again for co-hosting. Please come back and give Noah all of our best. Dean, make sure you give big kisses to Alistair because he deserves them. And Suck Army, make sure you tune in next week where hopefully we all suck just a little less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City, in Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.